Let the Hillary Clinton media blitz begin. Clinton started her book tour at a New York Barnes & Noble store. Hundreds lined up down the block, eager for a chance to say hello and get a signed copy of her memoir.
I think she's whip smart and super talented, and she's had so much experience in so many parts of government.
Political pundits and journalists say the book appears to be tied to another run for the presidency in 2016, even though she has not yet announced her intent to run. Washington Post reporter Ann Guerin has covered Clinton since the 1990s and purchased an advanced copy of her memoir.
The book is sort of leaves off with a very tantalizing comment about whether she would or wouldn't run, and says, "I haven't decided yet." But it's, you know, it kind of leaves you hanging.
The memoir Hard Choices highlights Clinton's decisions as Secretary of State and explores causes dear to the diplomat, from slowing the growth of poverty to advancing opportunities for women. Rangita Da Silva de Alois directs the Women in Public Service Project, launched by Clinton and several women's colleges in 2011.
Secretary Clinton has put in a lot of effort to, first, to amplify women's voices around the world. Women galvanize around her leadership. She's not seen just as a woman who belongs to the United States. She belongs to the world. And wherever we go, women say, she's one of us.
I couldn't imagine a better role model or partisan or partner than my mom.
Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, and husband, former President Bill Clinton, have been united in their support. Clinton will take time off from her international book tour to join her family for an annual Clinton Global Initiative meeting in Denver.
Let's get started.
But the Post, Ann Guerin says, Clinton should not assume her book tour and media rollout will commence with all positive reinforcement.
Anything Hillary Clinton says or does from now until the moment she announces will be, you know, in some way countered by Republicans trying to knock a couple holes in the person they see as not only the most likely candidate, but also the strongest of the potential field of Democrats.
Clinton's last memoir sold 40,000 copies in 24 hours. People close to the former Secretary of State say they hope to surpass that number as a sign of widening support. Carla Babb, VOA News.